Welcome to the Life Lab Notes first ever audio advent calendar, featuring Christmas traditions from around the world and through the ages. There may be a few recipes and holiday stress management tips thrown in, and maybe a reindeer. Probably not a reindeer. December 17th, 2015. Santa Claus, Indiana, had every intention of calling itself Santa Fe. Well, they spelled it Santa Fe, F-E, but pronounced it Santa Fe. Their application to have their first post office installed back in January of 1856 was met with a no thank you, choose a different name. Maybe because there already was a Santa Fe, or maybe it was because they pronounced it Fee. Nowadays, most of its residents live in the gated community of Christmas Lake Village, and I assume many of them must be employed at the numerous themed attractions, such as Santa's Candy Castle, Holiday World and Splash and Safari, and Frosty's Fun Center. Santa Claus, Arizona was founded in 1937 by a real estate agent. In its heyday, you could sit back in air-conditioned comfort at the Santa Claus Inn and enjoy a big farm breakfast for 75 cents. Or, if you don't want breakfast food, consider the chicken a la North Pole and rum pie a la Kris Kringle. The town was a pretty lively tourist attraction for about three decades, but fell into decline in the 1970s. By 2003, the population was down to 10, divided amongst five houses, one of which had a buffalo. I don't know if he was counted as one of the 10. By the following year, the town was actually difficult to locate. Santa Claus Village in Finland is an amusement park, and here's the big selling point for me. The Arctic Circle cuts right through it. You can take your picture at the white line painted at the Arctic Circle's position in 1865 and step over that line into the Arctic. Santa Claus, Georgia, incorporated as a city in 1941, boasts Candy Cane Road, December Drive, Rudolph Way, and Sleigh Street. Postal services around the world have various ways of dealing with the staggering amount of mail that is sent to Santa Claus every year. The oldest letter answering service began in 1912 in New York. Operation Santa recruits volunteers to assist Mr. Claus every year, kind of like temp elves. In 2006, France's postal service received the most letters for Santa Claus, and they came from 126 countries. But hundreds of thousands of letters each year go to Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Austria, Germany, Poland, Slovakia, Ireland, and more, so many more, addressed to the North Pole, or Santa Claus Village Arctic Circle, with special local zip codes, so Santa's postal crew in every country can accurately handle this crucial part of the equation. If you want to help Santa answer some letters, visit your local post office with your ID, because Santa is just as careful about taking on temps as you might expect. It is a huge international operation, after all. The Life Lab Notes 2015 Advent Calendar was written and produced by me, Sylvie Zamora, with theme music by Phil Ward, and recorded at Shy Cat Studios. Life Lab Notes is dedicated to the pursuit of interesting and possibly helpful insights about humans and life. Whatever you celebrate, and however you celebrate it, all the best.